This is Jaguars Happy Hour. Former Jaguar Jeff Lagerman and JP Shadrick provide the latest Jaguars news and what's happening around the NFL. Jaguars Happy Hour begins right now.
Welcome in, Jaguars Happy Hour on this Thursday. JP Shadrick with you, Jeff Lagerman alongside, and Urban Watch 2021 continues. What a day it's been in Jacksonville. Urban Meyer is in town. He is in the stadium. The negotiations continue. Nothing official from the Jacksonville Jaguars as of yet, but when it happens, we will let you know and bring it to you live right here on Jaguars Happy Hour. And obviously one of the great college football coaches of all time. Three national championships, two different schools. Only Nick Saban is the other coach to have won national titles at different schools since the AP poll started in 1936. There are only three others before that as well. It hasn't happened a lot. The third all-time winningest coach by percentage in major college football history. He's been a winner everywhere he's been. Let's see if he can bring it to the NFL if this gets done today.
Yeah, I think what's impressive is that he's the third all-time winningest percentage-wise, but look at the different programs that he's been at.
Yep.
This is not a coach that, okay, gets his first job at Ohio State and then just takes a perennial winner and just keeps the train rolling along and has an unbelievable winning percentage. I mean, you're talking about a guy who was at Bowling Green, and to be honest with you, JP, growing up as a kid, I didn't even know that Bowling Green had a football program. Okay, so he wins there, and then he goes to Utah, which, look, Utah's not a powerhouse. Utah is considered, for the most part, an afterthought, and wins a lot there, then goes to Florida. Okay, won a lot of football games. We're trying to get them back to being a contender, and he does. Two national championships, goes on to Ohio State, wins a national championship there, gets that program back to being one of the most prominent programs in all of college football, and that success is still carried on today with a very good football coach at Ohio State. So, very impressive track record that he has, and there's no question that when you're talking about hiring somebody as a head coach, and I don't care if it's pro game or semi-pro or college, you want somebody that's a leader. And if you can find somebody that has proven that they are a strong leader and that they've had success before, it gives you a much better chance of having success at the pro level. And so I think it's going to be exciting. If it in fact happens, we anticipate that it may, but if it doesn't, it doesn't. But if it does, it will be exciting.
Well, as we said on a previous show here in Jacksonville just a few moments ago, if there's this much water under the bridge and they're this close to the finish line and it doesn't get done, then that would be a shock to everyone. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, look, we don't have anybody telling us, no, it's not going to get done. I mean, it's right. And not that we have had any input that way either way, but I think it's exciting, and it's exciting of the prospect that it could happen. And I think this is going to be an instant conversation piece when you talk about when teams are starting to talk about teams around the National Football League. But, you know, the conversation will be that way because it is, in fact, Urban Meyer. But then it becomes that once the season begins, okay, then you have to win to be able to have that conversation to continue. And so that's part of the deal, and that's just the way it is in coaching, and it doesn't matter who you are. I mean, ask Nick Saban when he was with the Miami Dolphins and he didn't have great success, but Nick Saban's a great coach. You put Nick Saban back with a pro team and he's got good players, Nick Saban's going to win because he's a proven winner and he's a proven leader. But you got to have the combination of good coaching, good support, and good players to have great success at the National Football League level.
So we are awaiting the official word, and nothing yet has come down, but it would be the sixth all-time, full-time head coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and it would be a big one, a big splash when this thing gets done, hopefully today, and it would change really the face of the organization. It's really a blank slate, and for Urban Meyer, think about since his days at Florida, that was really the first big gig he got. He got the Utah gig, they won a couple years, and then he got the Florida opportunity, blew that one out of the water, was fantastic there, two national championships, took some time away for health reasons, and then basically got to pick his next spot. And his next spot was really his dream job in college, Ohio State. Finished there with some health issues as well, and it felt like, okay, at this point he can pick – and choose where he wants to go. So it feels like he has picked and chosen Jacksonville because of the clean slate opportunity. And something like this, where you can really make your mark and make it in your imprint, doesn't happen in the league all the time, Logs. So this is an opportunity that I think it's probably perfect for Urban Meyer.
Well, I mean, look, if you want to have kind of your fingerprints all over everything, I mean, this is going to be it. And I think that, if you're someone coming in of the stature of Urban Meyer, you're probably going to have a lot more input. And I know that Shad Khan, when he talked about his press conference, you know, you'd like to be able to hire your general manager and your head coach simultaneously. Both will report to him. You know, if Urban Meyer is hired, I would feel like that Urban Meyer has a little bit more input than maybe the general manager in certain aspects. And I don't know that. I mean, that's obviously something that once the deal gets signed and Shad Khan talks, I mean, will that in fact be the case? Is the negotiation process, is that all-encompassing, talking about, you know, how far the reach, how much input, how much change can the coach have in all areas of the organization? You know, there's been talk about facilities upgrades. I mean, that's a lot of conversation. And I'm sure that before you have a coach that feels very comfortable in retirement and doing a TV job, comes back and comes back to being employed as a head coach, he wants to make sure that all of the conditions are right for him. And that's what you get when you're one of the most in-demand coaches that there is out there. So I'm sure that Urban Meyer has a lot of sway when it comes to some of that stuff, JP.
So we're waiting the official word. We'll give it to you when we get it. If it comes down today in the next 50 minutes or so, we'll take our first time out and come back with more, including some quarterback talk. This is Jaguars Happy Hour on the Jaguars Radio Network.
The wait for the holidays is over, America. It's time to make some joy. And we're here to help with the Ford Built for the Holidays sales event. We're offering the best deals of the season across the Ford lineup, so you can road trip with the whole family comfortably in a Ford Expedition. Bring home a tree that's bigger than you ever have with a built Ford Tough F-150. And find new ways to make the holidays bright this year when you visit your local Ford dealer. The joy is up to you, America, so let's get to it. Ford, built for the holidays.
At Vistar, we believe in better. Better convenience. So members can bank any way they want. Whether it's at a branch, on a mobile device, or at one of more than 20,000 fee-free ATMs across North America. We believe that people have better things to do with their time. If you believe that convenience is better, join Vistar. We never forget that it's your money. All loans subject to approval, insured by NCUA.
You won't find a better deal to keep your ride clean than Scrubble's Flexible Service Car Wash. Start in the tunnel wash and experience state-of-the-art equipment while enjoying a soapy light show. Our quality soaps and solutions keep your vehicle streak-free. Every 3-minute car wash package comes with self-serve vacuuming, lint-free towels, window cleaner, and a free air freshener. Visit us at the St. John's Town Center, Fleming Island, and Atlantic Beach. And coming soon to Kernan and Atlantic. Trust the bow tie. You'll know quality once you arrive. Go Jags!
Hey Jaguar fans, Jack Hanani is Audi Jacksonville and Jack Hanani is Audi Orange Park have the luxury and exotic cars you're looking for. Lamborghini, Porsche, Audi, Rolls Royce and more. Over 400 new and pre-owned exotic vehicles waiting for you. With special financing up to 180 months and long-term leases, you can afford to drive your dream car from Hanani Exotics at Audi Jacksonville and Audi Orange Park. Online at HananiaExotics.com.
See dealer for complete details.
Hey, it's the Good Greek Spiro, and I am proud to announce that Good Greek Moving and Storage is now the official mover of your Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars are making all of the right moves, and you should too. So when it's time for you to move, do it like the Jags and call the Good Greek. Simply dial ** Greek from your cell or go to goodgreek.com. That's goodgreek.com. Good Greek Moving and Storage, official movers of Jacksonville Jaguars.
Good Greek Moving and Storage, your superhero movers.
Happy Hour. Here's your host, JP Shadrick.
And welcome back. Yes, Jaguars Happy Hour. JP Shadrick with Jeff Loggeman. Urban Watch continues. Nothing has been officially announced by the organization, but by all the reporting everybody's seen today, he's in the building. Negotiations continue, and it feels like they're near the goal line here to punch this thing in the end zone logs, which would be a huge get for the Jacksonville Jaguars and the start of what will be an absolutely fun offseason around this organization. And it has been a while since we could say there is hope around here.
Well, I think also, JP, the one thing that that we're talking about is establishing a new culture with a new coach. And then also things aren't normal still. You know, we still have a global pandemic, even though we have vaccinations starting to reach the population. But what would the establishment of a new culture look like with Urban Meyer, with some conditions that are still somewhat challenging and still, I would imagine, throughout the course of 2021, will still not be back to normal as they've been in years past. And so I think that creates another challenge somewhat, certainly, and a big challenge at that for a new coach to come in and to do things the way that he wants to do, to learn new systems and new ways of doing things. So this is a pretty big undertaking, but the nice thing about it is that you're doing it with somebody who's been there and done that. Mm-hmm. He's established cultures at different places, even though it's been at the collegiate level, and it is different when it comes to the professional level, but at the same token, it's still football. And I think the big difference is that some of the dynamics that you're dealing with when it comes to the players. So I think that will be a little bit of a learning curve, but it would be a learning curve for anybody. And Urban Meyer's a smart guy now. I mean, make no mistake about it. He's a smart guy. He's adapted everywhere he's been, and he's been very successful wherever he has been. And if he gets the players at any place that he chooses to go to, if the ink dries here, he will be successful here as long as he has the players.
You know, we were talking earlier to Tony Boselli on a previous program here in Jacksonville, and, you know, the idea that he has instant credibility. I think you brought it up, actually, Logs. Instant credibility when he walks in front of the room because of his track record of success at the college level, and most of the players that are on the team went through college when he was still, of course, coaching in college and winning national championships. How long does that last, though, for a new coach? That
great
credibility
question.
In front of a team. You have to go earn the rest of it.
Well, it's a great question, and actually had a conversation about that with Mike Vrabel, not specific to Urban Meyer, obviously, but
right.
It was a couple years ago, and also had that conversation with another former teammate of mine who became a head coach in the National Football League, and I'll keep him nameless right now. Somebody could probably figure it out. But he said, look, the moment you step in front of the team, if they know that you played the game, it is credibility. But after the first couple times that you get up in front of them, that credibility starts to wane if they figure out that you're not helping them get better or you're not helping them be a good football team or helping them be a good football player. You know, the ensuing respect or the ensuing attention that you gather then becomes on your capabilities as a coach. And so, but definitely gets the attention right out of the gate, and that helps things as well.
Certainly gets the attention of everybody following the football team outside the building. That's for sure. It is one of the biggest headlines in sports today, and it certainly will be whenever he speaks for the first time, if this thing gets done today or tomorrow or whenever it happens. Whenever he takes the microphone for the first time, that will be a banner moment for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well, certainly. And Shad Khan has never done things that seem to have been small. He is his fingerprints are all over this, and he's always believed in doing things big. I mean, look at the video board. I mean, that's the biggest in the world. To now, you know, potentially hiring, arguably the modern day greatest college football coach ever, him and Nick Saban. So I mean, that's a big deal, and to be able to, I don't want to say coax him out of retirement because I don't know if that was necessarily the case. Maybe. It was a mutual type situation, but to be able to get him to take the job and to be able to coach at the professional level when, for all intents and purposes, many thought that he was essentially done with coaching and he was happy and doing the broadcasting and that it made his health better and made him happy. But that may change things. And look, I guess it's a good fit. I mean, because that's what it has to be. It has to be a good fit for all parties involved, for somebody to take a position like this, because it's a very demanding position. And it's one that you can't do halfway. It requires all of your attention and all of your commitment. And that's one of the reasons why that people, some of the coaches that do this, that they become stressed and it's hard on them, because it does take a lot. It takes a lot of individual strength, and also takes a lot of time and energy away from family as well. So I think it's going to be exciting if it happens.
I'm interested to hear when the spark of this started. Like, you know, Mr. Khan said the other day in his press availability that, you know, he's known Urban for a while in the Big Ten circles. The Khan family's involved heavily at Illinois. We all know that. And Urban has been at Ohio State for a number of years. So, or involved in the Big Ten Network, or Big Ten Network, Fox Sports, the whole deal. It's all combined. So they know each other. I'm sure there was probably an event or a place that they were together in a room, and a football discussion might have started that spark somehow. I'm curious if they can pinpoint when that might have begun.
Yeah, you know, sometimes those things have a tendency to just to go untalked about.
Yeah.
Because I think one thing that people don't want to give the impression, and I don't think this is the case, but look, you don't want to give the impression that all these other people that you interviewed weren't legitimate candidates, because I think they were.
Yes.
But sometimes when you talk to different people, sometimes the guy that's standing right in front of you sometimes is the best candidate, but you just don't ever get to the point to where you have that conversation. And so so I think it's certainly exciting. It's certainly intriguing, and it provides a lot of curiosity, certainly for people that would like to know the dynamics, JP, right, including you.
Right.
I mean, we'd all like to know the dynamics, sure, and be the little spider on the wall to be able to hear all these conversations, but we're not privy to all that. And at the end of the day, all that matters is that this journey appears to end with Urban Meyer being the next coach of the Jaguars.
Plenty ahead. We will bring you any live breaking updates up until 6 o'clock here on Jaguars Happy Hour. We will get into the quarterback position and what it means for an Urban Meyer-led football team in just a moment. It's Jaguars Happy Hour on Jaguars Radio.
Superior Fence and Rail knows about commercial fence services. From automatic gates to security fence and railing, Superior Fence and Rail's professional team delivers with great communication, trained installers, and quality products. Trust your next commercial project with a top-rated fence company in Jacksonville. Get off the fence and call Superior Fence and Rail for your commercial project today. SuperiorFenceandRail.com.
Jaguars fans, here's a great way to pay with pride wherever you go. Exclusively from TIAA Bank, the Jacksonville Jaguars Visa debit card comes with a fierce look and fantastic features, along with the convenience to make purchases online or at millions of locations worldwide. And it's yours, free, when you open a Yield Pledge checking account. Order yours today. Visit TIAABank.com/JagsCard. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, and the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hey, Jaguars fans, are you ready to talk some trash? Well, nobody talks trash quite like Waste Pro, the official waste service and recycling partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Specializing in residential and commercial solid waste and recycling collection, processing, and disposal, Waste Pro is equipped to handle all your recycling and garbage removal needs. For service, call 904-731-7288. Waste Pro, caring for communities and caring for Jacksonville.
Floridians know what it means to stand together. That's why Florida Blue is committed to the people of Florida by providing health care with lower costs and higher quality. Enroll within 60 days of life-changing events, such as losing your job, to get benefits like plans as low as $0 a month and up to $500 per year towards your premiums and wellness rewards. Call 1-800-750-0164 or visit floridablue.com/care today. Florida Blue is a trade name of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida Incorporated. These health benefit plans have limitations and exclusions.
Welcome back, Jaguars Happy Hour. JP Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman, Urban Meyer Watch continues. We'll bring you anything official when it comes down. And it feels like it could come down, really, at any minute. That's the feel. He's been in the town today. He's been in the stadium for a while. The negotiation's continuing, and it feels like we're nearing the goal line of getting Urban Meyer as the next Jaguars head coach. When it is official, we will bring it your way. Logs, you know, obviously we've discussed some of the accolades he's had in college. This, the third most winningest, third most winning head coach by percentage in college football, major college football history. But he's one of only two coaches to win multiple national titles at different schools, Saban and Meyer in the modern era. But then you got to go way back to when they didn't even award a national champion. They had to go back later and you know, teams claim national titles from the 20s and the teens. Howard Jones in Yale at 1909 won a title, and then in USC won four national titles in the 20s. That's one. Pop Warner, Pitt in 1916 and 18, and then a third with Stanford in 1926, and then Fritz Kreisler of Princeton in 33 and 35 he won there, and then one at Michigan in 1947. So there's only five guys that have done this all time, even if you count the really old ones.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredibly rare. It certainly is. When you start to go back to that, I mean, you got to remember going all the way back to national championships, most of that was all vote.
That's right.
You know, so you didn't have the college football playoffs, and Urban Meyer was able to do it, I think, both ways. I mean, and so impressive. And I think the one thing that I think has always impressed me about Urban Meyer is just his ability to I don't want to say will teams to win, because it takes more than just will to be able to have football teams to win. But the way that he has adapted at every different program, and when you looked at some of the personnel that he's had, and that's one of the games of the National Football League, is that you have to be willing to adapt to the personnel that you have. If you have a certain player that is good at doing A, you can't expect him to do B. And as a coach, one of the jobs of being a great coach is making sure that a player that does great with A is that you let him do A, and you find a way that he can do A. And so I think that's always been impressive to me about Urban Meyer. And so, you know, if he has a quarterback that can do certain things the best way, then I expect him to allow that quarterback to do things the best way. So, and I'm looking forward to seeing a little Clemson, Ohio State, Florida kind of mixture here, JP, because that's kind of what – wait, let me add Bowling Green to that.
Right, don't forget Utah.
Yeah, right. And Utah. But, I mean, look, it's exciting.
Sure.
And I can tell you this, JP, too, because if this isn't the ink gets dry, then the conversation will still continue about Urban Meyer, but then a lot of the conversation then starts to continue about Urban, but then it also starts to – the first question he's probably going to be asked at his press conference is going to be, or one of the first questions is going to be, who's going to be your quarterback, right? I mean, isn't that a natural question?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's going to be interesting, because he obviously has a recent association with Ohio State and Fields a quarterback there. Had an incredibly successful game and against Clemson, and Trevor Lawrence didn't have quite as good of a game. So will that conversation and question be asked? Absolutely. But I think it's a certain level of intrigue. There is no doubt about it.
Speaking of quarterbacks, we have gone through the track record of his quarterbacks in his past. And
just out of curiosity, yes. Because I mean, you got his information up there. What's the worst record he's ever had as a coach? I mean, I'm not saying that he's going to have the worst record ever in his first year as a coach. I'm just saying is that, look, when you're building a program, there are bumps in the road,
right?
And there are going to be things that you have to eventually overcome. And I'm sure he had to overcome these in college. What was his worst record?
All right. So in 2001, his first year at Bowling Green, they were 8-3. They were 9-3 the next year, 10-2 at Utah, 12-0, 9-3 his first year at Florida, and then a bunch of double-digit win seasons, 9-4 in 07 there, 8-5 in 2010 his last year at Florida was probably his worst. That was the most losses he has, was 8-5 in 2010. 2010 his last year at Florida. They won the Outback Bowl to get to 8.
So 7-5 regular season.
Yeah.
Okay. Still winning record. I mean, that's amazing to me. The first year he's ever head coach at Bowling Green, he was 8-3.
Yeah.
And what was Bowling Green the year before? I mean, you probably have to look it up, but I mean, it'd be a great question to know, because I mean, I obviously would show the direct impact that Urban Meyer had on the program to be able to walk into the door in the first year ever as the coach at Bowling Green to roll out 8-3 and then year two go to 9-3. That's impressive.
They were 2-9 in 2000.
2-9, 8-3.
Right.
I mean, that right there tells me, I mean, how important a coach is. Because a lot of people, and I've said this in the past, that the college game and the pro game is very different because of the ability to recruit players. And there's no question that that's an advantage at the collegiate level. Because look at the number of pro prospects that the top programs, Ohio State, Clemson, and Alabama, are all churning out year after year after year. And who are the top three programs that year in and year out are in the national championship conversation?
You just named them.
Those three programs.
Yep.
But to go to Bowling Green and to go from what?
2-9
to 8-3. I mean, okay, did he get all of a sudden these JUCO transfers at Bowling Green?
Can you do that
at Bowling Green? I don't think you can. I mean, that's impressive. To me, if you wanted to evaluate the greatest year and maybe the greatest impact of Urban Meyer in coaching, I would look at that year right there. To take a program like Bowling Green to go from 2-9 to 8-3, with him being the difference, that's incredible.
And then obviously continue to do it on the biggest of stages later in your career. There's a lot of pressure when you perform at the places like that and finally get the big jobs. You got to go perform at the big jobs, and he's done.
Well, it just goes to show you. We talk about it. You know, there's a lot of sayings: Jimmy's and Joe's and the X's and the O's. Okay, and then you also have the saying that coaching matters. Well, you know what? If you want to know or understand how coaching can matter, look at those 2 years at Bowling Green before Urban Meyer and then with Urban Meyer, and it ought to tell you that coaching does matter. But then you could probably say the same type of thing and look at some of the other years and look at the players that he had in different years at Florida, and to compare the success or maybe the year that wasn't as good when they went 8-5 and they had to get that eighth win at a bowl game, to maybe compare some of the talent that you had with the higher win seasons compared to that. I mean, Jimmy's and Joe's matter, and coaching matters too. It all matters. And that's the thing about it, is that you have to have all these pieces in place to be able to have the greatest chance of success.
Let's come back. Plenty of quarterback talk, plenty of Urban Meyer talk as the wait continues. He's around. The negotiations are continuing. It feels like they're inside the five, and we will bring it to you live, if it happens, in the next half hour. This is Jaguars Happy Hour on the Jaguars Radio Network.
The wait for the holidays is over, America. It's time to make some joy. And we're here to help with the Ford Built for the Holidays sales event. We're offering the best deals of the season across the Ford lineup, so you can road trip with the whole family comfortably in a Ford Expedition. Bring home a tree that's bigger than you ever have with a built Ford Tough F-150. And find new ways to make the holidays bright this year when you visit your local Ford dealer. The joy is up to you, America, so let's get to it. Ford, built for the holidays.
This football season, prepare your taste buds for the most iconic sports watching drink of all time, Pepsi. With refreshing deliciousness specially formulated to keep your eye on the ball and mouth-watering fizziness to help you power through game day, Pepsi has everything you need to start strong.
I used to care when Mike cheered so hard he spilled nacho cheese on my carpet, but thanks to Pepsi, even Mike can't ruin my football party.
So this football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink, because it's the only drink made for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like.
You won't find a better deal to keep your ride clean than Scrubble's Flexible Service Car Wash. Start in the tunnel wash and experience state-of-the-art equipment while enjoying a soapy light show. Our quality soaps and solutions keep your vehicle streak-free. Every 3-minute car wash package comes with self-serve vacuuming, lint-free towels, window cleaner, and a free air freshener. Visit us at the St. John's Town Center, Fleming Island, and Atlantic Beach. And coming soon to Kernan and Atlantic. Trust the bow tie. You'll know quality once you arrive. Go Jags!
Nothing kicks off your game better than a handful of Georgia peanuts. Power-packed with protein, essential nutrients, and great taste, Georgia peanuts are the MVP for affordability, sustainability, and nutrition. To score life's touchdowns with recipes and fun facts, check out GAPeanuts.com. The Perfectly Powerful Peanut is brought to you by the family farmers of the Georgia Peanut Commission.
Peanut! Get your peanut!
Welcome back to Jaguars Happy Hour. Here's your host, J.P. Shadrick.
Welcome back. Jaguars Happy Hour continues. J.P. Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman, still awaiting the Urban Meyer news. He's in the building. Negotiations continue. And if it breaks in the next 30 minutes, we'll bring it to you live right here on Jaguars Happy Hour. J.P. Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman, and it's been a fun-filled day already following the social media stories and photographs of him getting off the plane and then the video. There were cameras staked out outside the stadium of the car arriving to the garage at the loading bay doors.
Oh, so they had it all. They had the whole stadium staked out.
They had it all. I walked in the other side. There's cameras out there, but he was already
in. So he didn't walk in the front door?
I think they took him in some back gate.
I got you.
Yes, that's right. To try to avoid all that.
Didn't work.
On a day like today, it is hard to avoid all that. Anyway, we will keep you posted on what happens. It feels like it's very, very close to being a done deal. And if it does happen in the next 30 minutes, we'll bring it to you. So we touched on quarterbacks and obviously his history with quarterbacks.
One thing we haven't talked about is his potential compensation. I mean,
there's all kind of reports, right?
Because, you know, when we hear or the reports are that the negotiations are still ongoing, a lot of people might think, okay, it's about the money. And I'm sure that has been part of it. I don't think that's part of the conversation once you get down to the finer details. I think the parameters of compensation are one of the first things you talk about just to see if the interest is going to be sustained. But if you had to guess as far as compensation for a coach of Urban Meyer's stature, I mean, you have to, I mean, I'm guessing somewhere in the $8 million plus ballpark, and $8 million is probably being a little bit conservative low, but I mean, if you compare what Matt Rhule got in Carolina, what some of the top collegiate coaches are getting at the collegiate level, which is essentially what Urban Meyer had been making at Ohio State. I don't know what he made at Florida, but I mean, that's what it costs you for a top college guy is around $7 to $8 million, but okay, now you're talking about one of the top three of all time winning percentage, and to make the move to the pro game, I mean, my thinking is it's probably got to be a little bit even higher than that. So could it be in the 10? Could it be in the 12? I don't know that. The top paid coach in the National Football League, everybody thinks that it's Bill Belichick, but nobody knows for sure because That's right. Nobody knows for sure exactly what that number is. There are reports that are in the range of $20 million per year. Is that possible? Look, if you have a player on your roster that is worth $15 million a year, why would a coach that is going to change the culture and establish winning for you, or potentially establish winning for you, because nothing's for sure. But, I mean, isn't that worth $15 million? Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, how many mistakes has this organization made with some high-priced free agents that didn't pan out?
Right.
And you lost millions. On no production. I mean, and I'm not saying that was unique to this organization. That happens with every National Football League team occasionally. And so that's just the cost of doing business sometimes. But if you can get one of the best coaches that there is, and if you have to pay him more, mm-hmm. then so be it. But I mean, if I had to guess, JP, I'm thinking 10 to 12, 15 million bucks a year,
the
something like
that
for Urban Meyer.
Out there earlier was 12, and then there were reports, it's not that high. We may not really know, but his last salary at Ohio State was $7.6 million.
You have to at least be higher than that. I mean, I'm thinking like I said, you got to be at least
Gruden's
that.
Gruden's getting 10, right? John Gruden's getting 10.
Gruden's 10. I don't know what Pete Carroll is where he's at.
Right.
But I'm thinking that. Look,
it's going to be near the top of the league.
Look, I mean, you're talking, and if he has the power, mm-hmm. and I don't know if he's going to have the power to do everything, personnel-wise or anything of that nature. I mean, because you want to allow personnel people to do what they do best, and just because you were a great college coach doesn't mean that you're a great personnel guy at the NFL level. So you hire qualified personnel people to be able to do that. So, but I mean, you certainly, if you're hiring a coach of that magnitude, then his reach is a little bit farther, I think, and input is a little bit farther than most. So, and with that input and that reach comes a paycheck.
That's right.
That's going to be a little bit more than most, right, and a little bit higher and reach a little farther than most.
Now, to clarify also, I mean, folks who are around the team and follow it all the time understand it, but the normal fan who's really kind of tuning in maybe for the first time in a while today, that has nothing to do with salary cap. It's totally different. It's whatever basically the owner wants to pay.
Spend all you want.
That's right.
Yeah, and David Tepper, the owner of the Carolina Panthers, has quietly been criticized by other owners in the National Football League because he kind of broke the scale, so to speak, on hiring a coach,
right,
with Matt Rhule.
Right.
And paid him an immense amount of money to be the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. But the reality is that if you're gonna hire qualified people, don't you want to get the best or what's viewed as the best? And so sometimes you look, if you want to get the best, you got to pay for the best. And Urban Meyer is clearly one of the best coaches that there is in football. And I don't want to say one of the best coaches in pro football because that hasn't yet to be established. But if you just want to say one of the best coaches in football, period, I mean, Urban Meyer is right there at the top of the list. And I know if I'm an owner of a football team, and I'm not, JP, trust me, I'm not.
Really?
Okay, but if I were, I would feel a lot of comfort knowing that I have a proven commodity, even though it's not at the level of the NFL, but I would feel better about having a proven commodity that this coach that I'm hiring has won versus John Smith, the hot offensive coordinator for the Alabama Dragons in the NFL.
Okay.
You know, just to use a hypothetical football team and a hypothetical name. I would feel a lot more comfort in knowing that I have a coach that has won and won big at the collegiate level. And that little stat that we talked about, taking Bowling Green from 2-9 to 8-3 in the first year of Urban Meyer's career at, yep, Bowling Green, that'd make me feel really good.
I mean, think about it like this, too. Matt, we mentioned Matt Rhule now with Carolina. He was a college head coach for 7 years. 7 years. And 47-43 record overall. Urban Meyer was a college head coach and never had a losing record for 17 seasons.
That's amazing.
That kind of tells you the difference in at least track record so far. Rhule was the hot name candidate.
So if you're Urban, I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. Let's see.
Right.
Matt Rule's getting X, so I should get X plus Y, Z, A, and B.
There will be lawyers and mathematicians involved. Let's say that. Let's come back in a moment. Plenty more ahead as we await the official word. Nothing official has been announced yet, but Urban Meyer Watch continues. It's Jaguars Happy Hour on Jaguars Radio.
The wait for the holidays is over, America. It's time to make some joy. And we're here to help with the Ford Built for the Holidays sales event. We're offering the best deals of the season across the Ford lineup, so you can road trip with the whole family comfortably in a Ford Expedition. Bring home a tree that's bigger than you ever have with a built Ford Tough F-150. And find new ways to make the holidays bright this year when you visit your local Ford dealer. The joy is up to you, America, so let's get to it. Ford, built for the holidays.
Looking to be your own boss in a proven business model? Do you like construction and working outdoors? Superior Fence and Rail is franchising in new markets all over the Southeast, from Birmingham to Savannah, and even a few more markets in Florida. Come win with Superior Fence and Rail and redefine the fence industry. So get off the fence and call Superior Fence and Rail to learn more about starting a fence franchise today.
SuperiorFenceandRail.com.
Jaguars fans, here's a great way to pay with pride wherever you go. Exclusively from TIAA Bank, the Jacksonville Jaguars Visa debit card comes with a fierce look and fantastic features, along with the convenience to make purchases online or at millions of locations worldwide. And it's yours, free, when you open a Yield Pledge checking account. Order yours today. Visit TIAABank.com/JagsCard TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, and the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jaguars fans, game day is back. And this year we've teamed up with Jameson to add another win to your week with official Jaguars and Jameson branded collectible stadium cups. They're only available for a limited time in the Jacksonville metro area. So grab yours today, pour a smooth Jameson, ginger and lime, and cheer on the Jags with Jameson. Taste responsibly. Jameson Irish Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, 80 proof, product of Ireland, copyright 2020, imported by John Jameson Import Company, New York, New York.
It's me. It's Jaguars Happy Hour, and welcome back. My name's JP Shadrick. That's Jeff Loggeman. Urban Meyer Watch continues. Nothing official from the team yet. We'll keep you posted in the next 20 minutes or so if anything breaks. If not, check it out on Jaguars.com throughout the evening, and we'll see. It feels like it's very close, Logs. And
all right, JP, let me ask you a question.
Yes. Okay, hit me.
Okay, because there's a lot of hot candidates that are a lot of openings in the National Football
League. Yes, there were, what, six this year? Seven?
If some of the candidates, Doug Peterson is going to be a candidate because he's won a Super Bowl, even though he just got the boot from the Philadelphia Eagles.
Which is amazing to think about. 3 years ago, they had the Philly special.
Which is unbelievable. I mean, it really is unbelievable.
Right.
Super Bowl winning coach gets canned. And then you have Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator.
With the Titans.
Eric Bieniemy for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
Linebackers, defensive coordinator was linebacker coach here, Robert Saleh. Mm-hmm. I mean, all these candidates that are viewed by some Marvin Lewis, some
ex out there,
Jim Caldwell,
Jason Garrett was listed as a candidate
Garrett,
here.
Exactly. Right. And so if you look at all those candidates, how many of them are proven? Garrett, you got a track record on Jason Garrett.
That's about it.
You got a no track record on anybody else.
We left out Raheem Morris. He was the Falcons.
He's got a little bit. He's got a track
Very
record.
Small track.
But
record.
Small.
That's about it, though.
But the track record of Urban Meyer, even though it's at the collegiate level, I mean, the number speaks for itself. His winning percentage is unmatched. And you know, when you talk about how he's in the top three win percentages of all time.
All time.
Okay, let me ask you this. The other two coaches that are up there with him, how many programs were they at to be able to establish their winning percentage? Because he's batting .853, right? If we're using a baseball analogy, right. I know you like those. If he's batting .853 as a head coach and he's done it at Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, Ohio State, four programs, how many other programs were the other guys in the top three, how many were they?
Well, Newt Rockne was at Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
And that's about it. And Frank Leahy was at, he was at Boston College and Notre Dame.
Okay, so two.
Boston College for two seasons, then Notre Dame after that.
Okay, so essentially both of them were at Notre Dame back when Notre Dame was the powerhouse of college football.
They were college football.
Everybody went to Notre Dame.
That's right.
And nobody else was even close to being at Notre Dame's level of talent or anything else.
Yeah, Rockne was 105, 12, and 5 was his overall record. Leahy was 107, 13, and 9.
Let me ask you a question here. Yes. Paul Bear Bryant.
323 wins.
Okay, but what was his win percentage? Because, I mean, look, Paul Bear, I'm just talking just at Alabama.
Yeah, okay. Because he was at Kentucky and Maryland.
That's right. I want to know just at Alabama, what was Paul Bear Bryant's win percentage at Alabama?
808.
808.
232 wins at Alabama.
Okay.
46 losses, 9 ties.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say.
That's pretty good.
Urban's right there. I mean, he's above those guys.
He's better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
it's amazing.
It's impressive.
We'll see. It's feels like it's close. We will keep you posted. We'll take another timeout. Plenty of Urban Meyer talk still ahead. Quarterback talk. A lot going on around the Jaguars. And there's those reports of maybe facility changes involved as part of this negotiation. We'll discuss that when we come back. It's Jaguars Happy Hour on the Jaguars Radio Network.
this football season. Prepare your taste buds for the most iconic sports-watching drink of all time, Pepsi. With refreshing deliciousness specially formulated to keep your eye on the ball and mouth-watering fizziness to help you power through game day, Pepsi has everything you need to start strong.
I used to care when Mike cheered so hard he spilled nacho cheese on my carpet, but thanks to Pepsi, even Mike can't ruin my football party.
So this football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink because it's the only drink made for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like.
Hi, folks. Frank Franzi here for the best barbecue in town. That is Bono's. Head to Bono's today. 15 locations on the First Coast and six more at TIAA Bank Field. You see, Bono's is the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. You want great barbecue, you want Bono's. Plenty of parking, clean family restaurants, and oh, by the way, the best barbecue you have ever had. So if you want great barbecue, head to Bono's today, the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Committed to the team, committed to the mission. At Navy Mutual, we're committed to providing high-quality life insurance to members of the military and their families. So our policies have no fine print and no military service restrictions. We don't work on commission. We're nonprofit, so we pass the savings along to our members. Because at Navy Mutual, our highest commitment is to you. Visit NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.
Jaguars fans, whether it's on the field or in your finances, the key to success is a solid plan. From high-yield banking to home lending, into retirement and beyond, TIAA Bank offers solutions that can help you achieve your goals and make the most of your money. It's time for a plan. Start building your legacy today at TIAABank.com/Jaguars. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, equal housing lender, and the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
The best thing about working at Fair and Farah is all of the employees. We all work together. It's extremely enjoyable to come to work every day.
There's a common cause or goal. No matter what your job is, we're all there for the client.
We are dedicated to our clients 100%. We do everything it takes to maximize the value of their claims.
Fair and Farah is really the Farah family. When they choose us, they choose a family to fight for them and to protect them and to make sure that they're in a good place and that they have somebody on their side.
Farah and Farah, here for you, here for good. Jacksonville.
Jaguars fans, did you know that with Drizzly, you can get Tito's Handmade Vodka delivered to your door in under 60 minutes? Well, you can. And now they're giving all fans $10 off their first order. Use the code JAGS10 at checkout. Just download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com and make sure you're all set to mix it up with Tito's Handmade Vodka for the perfect game day. That's drizly.com. And remember to use the special code JAGS10 to save $10 on your first order. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka. Distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
Welcome back to Jaguars Happy Hour. Here's your host, J.P. Shadrick.
We're back. Jaguars Happy Hour rolling along. J.P. Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman. Urban Meyer Watch continues. Nothing official. We'll keep you posted. So
I got a feeling, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
you think?
If it's like a watch, I mean, it's...
Come on now.
It's got to be getting pretty close.
It's right there in front of your face. That's right.
I mean, when you have hurricanes, you have... A hurricane
watch and a warning,
and then what's the one that means like it's coming?
Get the hell out of Dodge is the warning, right?
Yeah, I would have to say right. This might be an urban warning, but I mean, but it's not really a warning,
right? There's two hurricane flags are up right now for Hurricane Urban.
Yeah.
It's about to make landfall, we think, in the next few minutes. It feels like so. Okay, if he takes the job, signs. Then he's got to assemble a staff, and there's all these reports of some big names that have been former coaches and college head coaches that could be involved. But that staff, the offensive, defensive coordinator, special teams coordinator, those are the three big ones underneath him to really start filling that staff out.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of coaches, one of the first quality that they look for is loyalty, because you want to hire people that you trust. And Urban, having spent a lot of time at the collegiate level, is going to want to hire guys that he has had that have been very loyal to him. And some of those guys may or may not have experience at the NFL level. But I think that many that he's worked with have probably had experience at both. I mean, coaches have essentially cross-pollinated between the NCAA and the NFL, and that's happened, and it's been pretty frequent. So I'm sure that he's had – exposure and experience with people that have had experience at the NFL level. And I think that if he feels like that he needs to have somebody that that he doesn't know very well, but he would reach out to somebody that could maybe guide him, or that he could ask, hey, look, you know, who is the best qualified to do X, and I need somebody that has experience, then look, you go and you hire somebody that's got experience, because that's, you know, obviously it's a little bit different of a game, but it's still football at the end of the day. And then I also think that the establishment of a lot of the coaches, and then also all the support staff around it. And I'm sure that a part of the negotiating process is, you know, how much input does he have on everybody else?
Correct.
And in reality, I think it's probably a nervous time for some, because
you're talking about support staff, like the training group and the strength and conditioning.
JP, could be anybody, anything.
Any of that.
It could be anything. I mean, that's the one thing, right. I think that, you know, look, when you're trying to establish a culture, sometimes you're trying to bring in your people. So does that make certain people at risk? Sure. I mean, that's part of when you have a change in staff, that sometimes things change. And so I'm sure it's an unnerving time for some people that are with the organization right now and on football support staff, because when Urban comes in, I'm sure he's going to have, you know, a vision in mind. And sometimes when you have a vision, you have to be able to have people carry your vision through. And so your comfort level with people maybe that you've worked in the past, I think, will certainly play a part in that, and it should play a part in that.
I'm sure that process has already started to figure out who there. He's probably been on it for a while.
Well, we've heard many reports as far as 2 weeks ago that Urban Meyer, and I don't know the accuracy of these reports.
The smoke, so there's fire somewhere.
But
maybe
the reports were saying that Urban Meyer was in the process of assembling a staff and was in the event that he would take the Jaguars' job. Well, that's all part of it, because if you are thinking about taking the job, you want to make sure that you're securing the best network of people to support you in the job that you're going to have, and to make sure that they don't go anywhere else quickly. So, and that would be the wise thing to do if you were considering taking the job, and the reports were exactly that. So it'll be interesting to see how quickly things happen once he gets hired, and then also what happens with the general manager position.
Huge, right.
Because that's the next big thing that needs to happen. As we said many times before, when you look at Hall of Fame coaches, and I'm not talking college Hall of Fame coaches, when you look at the NFL Hall of Fame coaches, what is the one thing in common with almost all of the Hall of Fame coaches, with the exception of maybe one or two? They all have Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Yes.
I mean, if you look at the Hall of Fame, and the exception, Joe Gibbs, who had multiple Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, but if you look at the Hall of Fame coaches, nearly every one of them has a Hall of Fame quarterback. That's impressive. And it tells you that you've got to have the players to be able to do it. And with the Jaguars having the first overall pick in the draft, and the expectation the Jaguars will draft Trevor Lawrence, and many people saying that, and I'm not saying Trevor Lawrence is a Hall of Famer. I mean, that's like, that's way down the road.
I don't think
potential of selecting a franchise-changing quarterback to go along with a franchise-changing coach, I mean, should make people be extremely excited.
One more segment to go on this edition of Jaguars Happy Hour on Jaguars Radio.
Hey, Jags fans, did you know you can ride your bike to every Jaguars home game at TIAA Bank Field and valet park it for free? That's right. Stop by our bicycle check-in tent, sponsored by Alert Today Florida, near Gate 1 at TIAA Bank Field. An on-duty ZenCog bike professional will park your bike and ensure it's secured during the game. When the game's over, return your claim ticket and pick up your bike. For cycling safety tips, visit alerttodayflorida.com. Remember, alert today, alive tomorrow, because safety doesn't happen by accident.
The best thing about working at Fair and Farah is all of the employees. We all work together. It's extremely enjoyable to come to work every day.
There's a common cause or goal. No matter what your job is, we're all there for the client.
We are dedicated to our clients 100%. We do everything it takes to maximize the value of their claims.
Fair and Farah is really the Farah family. When they choose us, they choose a family to fight for them and to protect them and to make sure that they're in a good place and that they have somebody on their side.
Farah and Farah, here for you, here for good. Jacksonville.
Any repeated physical activity puts stress on the body. Checking your phone, getting in the car, sitting at your desk. Checking the phone, getting in your car, sitting at your desk. Checking your phone for the 50th time today. If you do anything with regularity, you should get massaged with regularity. Massage Envy. Keep your body working.
Regular body work makes the body work with massage, skincare, and stretch. Come in today for more information or visit massageenvy.com for more details.
Superior Fence and Rail knows about commercial fence services. From automatic gates to security fence and railing, Superior Fence and Rail's professional team delivers with great communication, trained installers, and quality products. Trust your next commercial project with a top-rated fence company in Jacksonville. Get off the fence and call Superior Fence and Rail for your commercial project today.
SuperiorFenceandRail.com.
Jaguars fans, here's a great way to pay with pride wherever you go. Exclusively from TIAA Bank, the Jacksonville Jaguars Visa debit card comes with a fierce look and fantastic features, along with the convenience to make purchases online or at millions of locations worldwide. And it's yours, free, when you open a Yield Pledge checking account. Order yours today. Visit TIAABank.com/JagsCard. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, and the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
For over 20 years, TIAA Bankfield has teamed up with Siemens to provide a next-level game day experience for Jaguars fans. From lighting, safety systems, and keeping our fans cool, to helping power up our massive video boards, Siemens Solutions ensure our venue stays in peak condition. Now with their powerful cloud-based software solution, MindSphere, sensors in our field monitor moisture, fertilization, and temperature data to get to the root of the problem before they become real problems for our turf. Just like our team, we're working together to unlock our potential and get the win. Siemens, ingenuity for life.
Welcome back to Jaguars Happy Hour. Here's your host, JP Shadrick.
Welcome back. Coming down the home stretch of Jaguars Happy Hour, JP Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman. Glad you're along with us today on what has been an eventful day for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Nothing official has been announced yet, but Urban Meyer is in the building, and they're getting close to a finalized agreement. And if it happens in the next 3 minutes, we'll give it to you. If not, stay tuned on Jaguars.com and Jaguars social media for the latest from TIAA Bank Field
it's,
today.
It's so, almost so imminent we keep looking.
I'm looking through the window. Is
to
he going
to
walk
to our left going, okay, are they going to come over here and give us a thumbs up or right. or a thumbs down? I don't know.
Yeah, the white smoke, as Tony said, is maybe they're firing up the fire right now to put the white smoke
out. Yeah, the conversation about some of the negotiations involved yes. facilities with Urban Meyer.
Yeah, Albert Breer reported that Sports Illustrated that facilities and staffing, facility upgrades and staffing are some of the negotiation in the final minutes.
Here. Yeah, I think staff the facilities part is a natural. You know, we've had the opportunity to travel and to watch this Jaguars football team practice other teams, the Minnesota Vikings, the New England Patriots, Baltimore Ravens. And all of those places had facilities that were amazing. Minnesota had facilities that were just, I mean, off the chart amazing, where they essentially are developing an entire area, and they have a stadium, a mini stadium in there that they can actually hold scrimmages and they can host high school football
yeah.
games. I mean, they have an orthopedic medical part to that whole complex. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if you wanted to look at where the Jaguars are and where they may be behind compared to other teams in the National Football League, the facilities is probably the biggest one. And that I would think that if Urban Meyer, I mean, him coming from college football, where college football, it seems to be the great arms race, which is the facilities race.
Every couple of years.
You know, the Ohio States and the Alabamas and the Floridas. I mean, all those teams and where he's been. I mean, the facilities have been just unbelievable. So coming here, having – and look, they work fine and worked fine for me. But, I mean, in the new modern NFL, the facilities need to be – upgraded and to attract free agents when money is even and everything, maybe it makes a difference. And if it does make a difference, then you want to have the best of the best. So I'm sure that was part of the conversation.
I'm sure it was, and I'm sure at some point you'll hear the news on that front as well. Logs, great to see you.
Great to be seen.
Yes, sir, it is. And we'll talk to you next time. Thanks to Joe Fortunato, Trent Padilla, Brent Reber, our entire crew. I'm JP Shadrick. Stay tuned to Jaguars.com and at Jaguars on social media for the latest whenever it is announced by the Jaguars. Urban Meyer in the building. Thank you for watching and listening. It's Jaguars Happy Hour on the Jaguars Radio Network.